League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So tell me, so, okay, we can see with our human eyes, Saquon Barkley, Shaquem Griffin, Orlando Brown. Those are the probably anything, you know, those are the biggest stories coming out the last, these first 4 days, 3 days?
Yeah, I mean, I would throw in there, those are the biggest ones. I would also throw in there Josh Allen had a really good workout, threw the ball well. I would probably add Tremaine Edmonds had a really good workout yesterday at linebacker and may have put himself into an earlier position. Josh Allen, I think, is going to go inside the top five for sure now. There are teams who want to trade up and get their hands on him. Like, so somebody's going to come up and trade up for Josh Allen, I can tell you that. So that's I think that was something that kind of a little more under the radar after Griffin runs what he ran. And there was a little controversy because on TV – somebody captured his time being posted at 4:38 when he had yet to cross the finish line. So there was a concern over whether or not, you know, the network's time that they showed, the NFL Network's time they showed, was accurate or not. And I guess the intimation was they were trying to fudge the numbers and make it a better story. But I reached out to five different teams and found that they all had him anywhere on hand times from 4:36 to 4:40. So I think the time is obviously very legit, and the question is, well, why did he run so much slower the second time? But I think it was a matter of he got so pumped up for that first run, and so much energy was expended running that. Because if you watch this, a lot of times people run slower on the second one, but I just think it was a matter of got off to a bad start on, and talking about Shaquem Griffin here, on his second run, and then he had just kind of burned up energy, I think, after that first one, and that excitement just kind of ripped him from a lot of the adrenaline he had in the first run. And then you had to wait for 34 more guys to finish running again. So you had to sit and wait because it's the biggest group, one of the biggest groups that we have. So he was definitely a big story. Great kid. Had a chance to talk to him a little bit. I still think he's probably at the best goes fourth round. You're going to start to hear, you know, people who don't really understand the process of how this works will start pumping him up even further. Running fast is great, but, you know, there's still football stuff that teams are going to be worried about. He doesn't really have a great football body. You know, it doesn't have a hand. I mean, it's going to play into the things that he can't do. Teams are going to look at that. So I think he's a great story, and I do think he's going to play in the league. I really do. I just don't know. I think we're going to start hearing people say, if he gets in the second, he's for sure in the third. Richard Sherman, if he doesn't go on the second day of the draft, and this whole process is broken. Process is a broken Richard Sherman. He goes where he goes, and if he outplays it, he outplays it, and he gets a big second contract. So I'm talking about the process being broken, and just congratulate the kid on on running fast, because I knew he was going to be fast. I didn't think he was going to be that fast.
I love Yard Barkers. Was it? It's on Yard Barker. Yeah, it's a sports knot. One-armed prospect Shaquem Griffin dominates combine.
By the way, he did that after the combine. They wrote that article. I was like, "What kind of clickbait is this?" He hasn't even worked out yet. They wrote that article. By the way, go look at the timestamp because I saw it too. They wrote it after his bench press. He hadn't even worked out yet.
I think the point is he has a second arm.
He's got an arm.
He's not one armed. He's not.
Oh wait, they said one arm.
One armed prospect.
Oh, that's yeah. That's a hand.
Terrible.
Yard
he's
bark.
Got an arm, writer. Yard Barker. He doesn't have a hand.
There's a lot wrong with this headline.
Yeah. So Josh Allen and Sam Darnold got caught in a revolving door.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. Apparently they were in there and they pushed it and it was an electric door and you can't push it and they got stuck in it together.
Well, they were the two guys that were in a revolving door apparently getting stuck, and they're going to be the two guys who are the first two quarterbacks off the board.
So Lance, Josh Allen, do we forget all the tape? Do we forget the 50% completion percentage? Do we forget all the interceptions? Do we forget all this stuff just because he threw well at the combine?
Yeah, that's going to happen for some teams. I think what some teams will tell you anyway, because I know because I talked to a team that wants to trade up for him, they said, we think the completion percentage has a lot to do with the fact that his wide receivers were so bad they couldn't get open. And we think that when he throws, you're going to see a lot more accurate quarterback. And you know what? He was more accurate out here on air when there was no coverage. Mm. I'm not forgetting the tape. I mean, I'm moving him up, but I'm not going crazy with it because I don't think he throws in anticipation, and I don't think that's going to change. So, you know, I'll give him a little bump, but I'm not going to go crazy.
Yeah. Mike Gesicki, he apparently made himself some money.
I mean, 41.5-inch vertical leap, is that any good? Hello?
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he ran a 4.55, and he, you know, he was a volleyball player, indoor volleyball, and those guys can jump. He won a slam dunk contest. I had Gesicki as my top tight end going in. Now, he won't block you, but I don't care because teams are going to draft him on a pass catcher anyway. So he showed that what I saw on tape was if you throw it up in the air, no one else is going to get it. I mean, he's 6'6". With long arms and can jump 41 inches. Just throw it high enough, and no one's going to be able to challenge him.
So
it's going to be over.
So he'll be there late third round for the Texans?
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, God.
He's not going to. You know who could be, though? And I had this conversation with Maurice Jones-Drew today. Orlando Brown could be there for the Texans in the third. I'm not joking.
Well, but does he love football?
Orlando?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he does.
Well, why did he only have 16 reps then?
Because he's weak.
And well, I get that, but you don't think he would have worked out for it?
I think he did. You know, he's a long arm guy, too. That's the only one that really bothers me. The other stuff, I already knew he was a terrible athlete. Now, did I think he was historically bad? Did I think he was the worst workout ever at the combine ever? I wasn't sure I was going to see that. But I knew he wasn't going to run fast. I knew he wasn't going to be quick. That's all on tape. That doesn't surprise me. I thought he might at least get 24 reps on the bench. So that number's a concern.
That's really, really, I know, but even his,
I had a GM tell me he could slide like into the late rounds of the draft. I'm like, come on, no way. He goes, oh, he just said, Lance, if you draft a guy, you know, anywhere inside the first four rounds, you're going to be the guy that drafted the worst combine performer ever. And if he fails out, they're going to say, how in the world did you draft a guy where all the signs are there that he wasn't physically able to play against NFL players?
Yeah, but do you know who else was the worst combine player ever?
Who?
Tom Brady.
Well, he just looked the ugliest.
No, he had some of the worst combine numbers ever. Ever.
Oh, did he really?
Yes, yes. He was
throwing the football, you can't measure that in combine numbers. Orlando Brown. Look, would you draft Orlando Brown?
No.
He couldn't.
He looked really poor shadowing that when the defensive end just runs back and forth. He looked bad to it. Looked like that guy could just run by him at any second.
I know. And like I said, would you draft him in the third round if you're the Texans?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I would take one of the worst workouts in history if I'm the Texans.
Yes.
You know what that's called? Desperation.
It is. And you know what never works out? Desperation picks.
Desperate picks. When you know what you do when you get desperate? You give away second-round picks to get rid of a terrible quarterback, and you draft guys who run 5.86s and who bench press like 14.
Yeah. That's all well. So what? I don't care. We need a body out there. Otherwise, it's going to, I don't know, it's going to be, well, you got the seventh rounder, Julian Davenport, whenever he was drafted, whatever.
Yeah, we'll see. He'll be out there, too. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
I got to jump.
Go. All right, man. We'll see you.
Real quick. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, Lance will be back in studio tomorrow.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.